And now, the TBTL player.
Rose is in the kitchen cooking late at night. Blanche and Dorothy barge in the kitchen together.
Rose, what the hell are you doing in here? It's 2 a.m.
Well, I couldn't sleep, so I decided to get up and make a batch of Spearhaven Krispies. It's an ancient Scandinavian midnight snack.
I guess after a night of pillaging, a Viking wants a little something to go with his cocoa.
So far, so good.
And then wave came crashing in.
A lot of hearing loss in southern Florida, and we just want to make sure everybody knows the laugh points. How's the Blanche so far?
It could be a little more southern, a little softer.
More or less Clinton?
More.
Okay. All right.
Well, they smell god awful.
Oh, yeah. Just when you're about ready to throw up from the stench, that's when they're done. Who wants some?
Blanche and Dorothy flinch and back away.
Rose, if these had been offered to the Donner Party, they still would have eaten each other.
Don't be silly, Dorothy. They're delicious. You just have to know how to eat them. You hold your nose with one hand, and then you pop a crispy in your mouth with the other. That tastes like cheesecake, fresh strawberries, and chocolate ice cream. Oh, sorry, it's hard to make that noise when you're...
Blanche pinches...
I'm not even on the same script as you guys right now. Phil!
Blanche pinches her nose and tries a crispy.
Are you still upset because your boyfriend wants to sail around the world with
what?
You?
No, we're on page two, the pages that are not numbered. A little glimpse into the future.
Yeah. Ha ha ha, dementia is no joke.
This is like being in an H&R Block commercial with John Hamm.
Well, here's your page two.
Look at the two guys with no sleep.
Oh my gosh, you're right. This is the best thing I've ever tasted.
Oh, this is delicious.
Hey, what's going on in here?
What does that mean?
Rose has been cooking.
Yeah, they turned out perfect. But I'm still upset.
Are you still upset because your boyfriend wants you to sail around the world with him?
No, Blanche. She's upset because Jimmy Swagger can't pay his motel bill.
Of course I'm still upset about the trip. I don't know what to do.
Well, I know what I'd say if a man asked me to sail around the world.
Oh, please. You can't get anyone to ask you out for a cup of coffee.
Okay. I get it, Mom. Rose, have you even considered taking him up on his offer?
Oh, no. I couldn't.
Rose, haven't you ever done anything just wild and crazy and impetuous?
I feel like this role was written for Bill Clinton.
No, I'm from St. Olaf. We're forced to sign a pledge when we're 15 that says we won't do any of those things. It keeps people from painting their houses silly colors.
Oh, this one really needs it.
Oh, come on! Men, dates, sex! All I ever do is listen to your sexual problems. How about my sexual problems?
Mom, what is your sexual problem?
I don't get any! And I read in the magazine that a woman is at her sexual peak at 83.
Sophie, I read that same article, honey. It was 33.
Really? Then all those feelings I've been having lately must be colitis. Sorry I interrupted. Good night.